Das war Kennen Sie alle? Jeder wird es kennen, es ist auf Briefmarken.
Everyone in Germany knows this work, as do many around the world. The two figures are the writers Goethe and Schiller. Unified together as a bronze monument in the city of Weimar, they epitomize the neoclassical movement in Germany. And who was the sculptor? No one knows his name.
But naturally, our curator Astrid Nielsen knows his name, Dresden sculptor Ernst Reichl. Here, we're showing his preliminary model for the famous monument in Weimar. This model is almost identical to the final bronze cast, though of course the bronze is much bigger. The only difference in the design is the laurel wreath, which in the final version, Goethe and Schiller are jointly holding. Reichl was a highly successful sculptor. At just 28 years old, he was appointed as a professor at the Dresden Academy of Art. But initially, the committee for the Goethe-Schiller project favored the design by Christian Daniel Rauch in Berlin. Not only had Rauch been Reichl's teacher, but he was also far more famous. As was common at that time, Rauch's proposed design portrayed Goethe and Schiller in ancient Greek robes.
There was a very traditional approach to depicting figures in memorial art at that time, with rulers, kings and so on, always shown in traditional drapery, the robes of the classical world. Christian Daniel Rauch still followed that principle in his designs for the memorial sculpture.
But the committee decided against Rauch's design and in 1852 commissioned Reichl with the work. As you can see, he presented Goethe and Schiller in contemporary clothing and as equals, with both figures the same size. In fact, Reichl cheated here a little bit, since in real life, Schiller was taller than Goethe.